Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 18th of September. Our Father who is in heaven. The first dimension of prayer for a Son of God is that the Holy Spirit enables us to call God our Father. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of adoption. The Apostle Paul declared, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba Father." It is important to recognize that the first prayer of a Son of God is not a sinner's prayer. It is the cry, Abba Father, which is enabled by the Holy Spirit. The second dimension of prayer is that the Holy Spirit enables us to seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. This means that we are not preoccupied with ourselves and the cares of the world. Like Abraham, we recognize that we are only pilgrims on this earth. Abraham dwelt in the land of promise as a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. As a son of God, our citizenship is in heaven. We have come to Mount Zion and to the heavenly Jerusalem. When our mind is set upon the things of the Spirit, the Jerusalem from above is our chief joy. Like the psalmist, we worship the Father by proclaiming, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain." Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. We fall from the heights of Mount Zion and of the heavenly Jerusalem when we set our mind on the things of the flesh. When the word of Christ is proclaimed to us, it is the conviction of the Holy Spirit that compels and enables us to remember the heights from where we have fallen. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 6 verse 9, Romans chapter 8 verse 15, Colossians chapter 3 verse 1, Hebrews chapter 11 verses 9 and 10, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22, Philippians chapter 3 verse 20, Psalm 48 verses 1 and 2, and Revelation chapter 2 verse 5. For further study, Psalm 87.